Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And welcome back to Party Line on this Tuesday morning. We've got a nice morning out here to talk 4-H Fair. We've got sponsors we want to thank: Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrels Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Also, a special thanks to Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan. I'll let Jamie Blacker do the introductions here. We'll go around and talk. Jamie, take it away.
Kevin, I'm pleased to announce the startup of the Clinton County Fair Foundation. We've been working on this for quite a while, and these individuals we're going to meet here this morning have filled out an application, and the Fair Council had voted on that at our meeting. And we actually, we added a few more people than we'd planned because we had such good applicants that we were really excited to announce this group. Susan Calloway and her husband Kim will be on here on the council, and they'll be the chairman. Joe Rule, Marna Huffer, Steve Royer, Leota Walker, and Dr. Leighton Elliott. Of course, myself, being the Fair Council President, will sit on the Fair Foundation, and Loretta Pearson, our treasurer for the Fair Council, will also sit on there. Really excited with this group. Some of us have some relationships that go back a long time that you heard.
That.
So you'll probably hear some of those stories today. But I think we haven't even met officially as a group yet. And that first meeting will be next Wednesday night after our Fair Council meeting. And we'll lay the building blocks for this foundation and how we're going to handle it. And we also have a couple individuals that have already stepped up to help us with that process. John and Sonia Shoup both serve on foundation boards. John, I think, he's with the Indiana Farm Bureau State Foundation. And then his wife, Sonia, serves on a couple foundations out of Boone County, and they have tremendous amount of experience, and they're going to help lead us in the right direction with this foundation and everything we need to do. It's going to take a little while, but the goal with this foundation is to have an avenue for people in this community, you know, businesses or corporate America or individuals that would like to donate money to see the upgrades and the future renovation of this Clinton County Fairgrounds. And I think this group of people here is the right group to start this.
Okay, well, let's grab the first person then. You're sitting first in line.
Not by choice.
I'm Steve Royer. What have I accomplished in my life? I'm on the advisory board with the Purdue Extension Office. I'm helping put on the harness race, and I help put on the parade. I've done, you know, stuff like that. Healthy communities, if you see their smoking signs, okay, they asked me to take care of that kind of stuff.
Why did you want to get on?
I don't want to do this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I done fundraising when I was on a fair board 5-6 years ago. The Arnie's After Dark event that has been successful, I, you know, sold a lot of those tickets and helped put that on. I'm just involved in the community. I mean, you know, I went to a meeting in January, and the Times and the Chamber of Commerce give me a clock.
Yeah?
Okay. So right now I am the, don't take this in. I'm Citizen of the Year as a moment. Okay?
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah. All right.
I'm Marna Huffer. I am past tenure 4-H member. I'm a past leader, 4-H leader for 23 years. I've also worked at the Extension Office that. And I've also been on numerous boards with the FFA organization there at Rossville. So just want to give back to the community. I've had a lot of great memories in 4-H. Some of them we won't talk about on air, but some of them are really good. And, you know, those are friendships that you make and you have for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And I want these kids, current 4-H members, to have the same opportunity that I did.
Well, they don't do the Cub Reporters anymore, but you
no,
were talking about you used to work on WILO several years ago.
I did, a long time ago.
So you guys had to apply for this, Jamie said.
Yeah, we did.
So why did you, I mean, other than just wanting to get back to the community, what was your main...
There are so many life skills that 4-H gives these kids, and it's a great opportunity. It doesn't matter if you are from the farm or from here in town. There's opportunities in the 4-H organization that the kids can benefit from. And I just want to open everybody's eyes to the 4-H program, that this is a great opportunity for them.
Thank you, Marna.
I'm Kim Calloway, and my wife and I, we've been 4-H leaders. I actually grew up in town, and when I grew up, I didn't even know I could be in 4-H. But as a kid, I was out here playing on the fairgrounds with no supervision, and looks a little bit different today than it did then. But with our kids being in 4-H and seeing what they gain and the life skills that you really get from 4-H, and with the community, with this being Clinton County Fairgrounds, I think the city can benefit, the businesses around Frankfort can benefit, and the kids and the grown-ups in the community. So with my wife being a retired teacher, been around kids a lot, and just loving kids and wanting to do the best we can for them and our community.
All right, and is this your wife next to you?
Yes.
All right.
Hi, I'm Susan Calloway.
Hi, Susan.
And last year about this time, Jamie and Kim and I, Joe Rule, Marna, kind of had conversation at one end of the show arena during the fair, and Jamie was tossing around some ideas about the fairgrounds, upgrading and having a facility here in our county that could benefit us year-round. And a few years ago, I was on the 4-H Council and served on a great council with a great group of people. And I had that vibe at that time, but the timing wasn't right. So just kind of served with the 4-H Council for a few years. We were 4-H leaders, very involved, and with our kids, all three of our kids were in 4-H, and have the connection by being a teacher with a county school, and worked with a lot of good parents, good experience with farm families, and saw just what kind of a program 4-H is. So that's kind of how we got involved in the 4-H scene. Serving on the 4-H Council really opened my eyes of the shape of our buildings, and we're just putting Band-Aids on structures where
they were failing.
Yeah, we're failing, yeah. And they're still failing.
Yeah.
And I think the big thing is just timing. Jamie came to Kim and I and asked us if we would co-chair this, and reluctantly, I really want to be involved, but I have no ideas on the leadership of how this board's going to go, this foundation. And so I think it's kind of right now the blind leading the blind, but I think we are just all of a good common mind that we the timing's just right. You know, you look in downtown area and you see the renovation that's going on with the square, it's a drawing card. Mm-hmm. And I think we can get this fairgrounds in a shape that will draw businesses in, will draw companies to come in and do presentations for their employees. I mean, I just think it's endless in what we can do. So I'm very excited about it. I think we all are very common goal-oriented. You know, nobody's in it to see this or to see that. It's just we're community involved.
So are you guys going to be talking to maybe other fair council foundations to try to get off on the right foot, maybe see they've been doing?
You bet. Yeah. I mean, we need all the leadership we can
get. Just a little help to start with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, keep it over there.
I think John and Sonia volunteering to help us get this started is going to be tremendous. And I know I like to call her Mrs. Calloway because she was my teacher back in the day. It's hard for me to say Susan, but I think she's more than capable after being an elementary teacher and the many students that she sent out at Clinton Prairie in the right direction to lead this. And I think it's a great group of people. Steve, he's done a tremendous amount of fundraising in this county and even for us. I mean, Nancy got him involved for several different things for us. That we needed some money just to get this thing going because we had no funds even when we started. So I think he's a great. Marna, you were talking about the Cub reporter. Her and our relationship goes back 30 years ago when we worked for Wilo covering the county fair for a year. And I know her passion for 4-H and using this facility. So I think these are the people we need out here.
So Skip Davis was talking a little bit at the beginning. I was going to ask you probably, Mara. Well, anybody who wants to. He didn't have like a dollar amount that he really wanted because I don't think he wanted to put a cap on that, what you guys could raise. But he was talking some pretty big numbers. What's what are you going to try to do for that with those grants?
Well,
I mean, where do you start at? Do you
have
places identified?
You got to go big. You got to we haven't really had our first meeting yet. I'll be honest with you. We have a meeting after the fair, so we're going to sit down, look at all of our goals. Especially we need to talk to the commissioners. What are their goals for this facility? You know, we got to work together. So once we have our goals and the commissioners' goals, then we can set out a plan to achieve those fundings for all of that.
Not everybody can write grants, though. You know,
it's a little harder than people think.
Yes, yeah,
I agree. Yep. I was on the Rossville School Foundation, and we wrote some grants. Now, they're not thousands and thousands of dollars, but this is what we're going to have to do to get this process going. So,
Jamie was telling me a little bit about how they all went down to Boone and Hendricks County and were really able to get a lot of knowledge last year.
Yeah, we have to use our resources. That's the key. Like Susan said, we're all new to this, so we've got to reach out and use our resources so we can figure out how we're going to set our plan in motion here in Clinton County.
Do you guys have any goals of things you'd like to see by next year? Is there anybody? This is for anybody. We were talking restrooms and the grandstands and everything. I know it looks nice out here now, but there's a lot that needs to be done still, isn't there?
It's kind of hard to pick where we need to start first because there's so many buildings that we've Band-Aid through years and years. But like you said before, the restrooms, we have to get the restrooms going. And then some of the barns back here where the livestock is, we've got to get those replaced. So it's just, we're going to take a slow process. This didn't happen overnight, and we're not going to change it overnight. So it's just going to take time.
All right, very good. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Steve?
Well, basically, one of the groups I work with around here is with the harness racing. And we have some connections with the Standard Bred Association and the State Fair Association. And we've been able to get a couple grants. Like, we've been working on the barn right down there. We've been trying to get that fixed back up. And Jack was here the other day, and he's tremendous with us. Okay. But, yeah, we can get a few extra little grants like that to fix some things up.
Mm-hmm.
But like these guys say, it's more than that. You know, we've got to shoot for more.
Yeah, I was talking to Jack yesterday talking about the grants available, so I'm sure you guys will be hitting him up. Yeah, it's out there, right? You got to ask for it.
It is out there, and that's, you have to find the right people to educate us on what's there and how grants can be used for specific endeavors. One of the things that you had mentioned about visiting Hendricks County, County, Boone County, very enlightening to see the potential that we could have here, maybe not on the same scale building-wise as maybe what Hendricks County is, but just seeing that, then yes, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one of the things that I'm excited about is we have a group of people who have a common goal. And when you ask, well, what do you think in a year? I have no clue, because it's endless. Mm-hmm. I think what we can do. I'm really excited about this group of people who are now on this board who want to be on this, because next week, I mean, we're just having a meet and greet next week so we can meet the commissioners and this board. So, I mean, we're not even in the infancy stage of all this yet. But it's just going to be endless, I think. I'm really excited.
And one thing that I think is that the community has to buy into this.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be partners with us. We might be the ones planning and doing things here with this group, but if the people in Frankfort, the mayor, for all that's been going on here in Frankfort, and the businesses out west of town get on board, it's going to make our job a lot easier, and we want input.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions, we're all open for that, because the more suggestions that we get, the more things that maybe we haven't seen that might need to be done, or at least wise thought about, it all helps.
You can't think of everything, can you? You got to talk to other people. And that's why we talk about even maybe some meetings out in the county, you know, where people can come. You guys go to them and stuff. So, Jamie, anything else you want to throw in here?
I just want to thank the individuals, and I was going to go down that list one more time in case somebody missed it before.
Yes.
But Susan and Kim Calloway, Joe Rule, Marna Huffer, Steve Royer, Leota Walker, and Dr. Leighton Elliott, I think is going to be an outstanding group to get our FAIR Foundation moving. Known these people for a long, long time. I think you heard some good comments from them today, their passion to see this place grow. It's kind of the same as the FAIR Council and the momentum we're building. Scott Shoemaker's comments today on the commissioner's backing, and I think you'll hear from Alan Dunn later in the week when we have him here on Thursday. Be tremendous on the county council support on the upgrades that we need to accomplish out here. So once we get this whole plan in motion and all these people work in the right direction, I think big things will come, and I'm looking really forward to it. Just wanted to make a few thank yous before we go this morning. I want to thank the Clinton County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Ward and Keith Warren from the jail division for having inmates out here every day cleaning this fairgrounds so it's nice and clean when people attend. The actual Sheriff's Department deputies working out here, patrolling, doing different things. There's always things going on. Like last night, we had a car back into another car, and those different things. And those guys are Johnny on the spot to take care of all that stuff, and we couldn't thank them anymore. The Clinton County EMS providing EMS coverage out here. They're on a small golf cart and be able to attend emergencies if needed really quick. Of course, they're right next door, and they have the ambulances available. And they're going to have a new quarters on the northwest corner, and we're excited about that. We kind of planned the laying out of the carnival around that, looking to the future, and that was working out real well. We wanted to thank them, and also the Frankfort City Police and Frankfort Fire Department. They've been out here at numerous times helping with different things, and all the county volunteer fire departments. Each one of the events we have in the evenings, we have to have fire and EMS coverage, so, and have dedicated units for that. So each one of those volunteer agencies in the county bring individuals up here for like the demolition derby, the tractor pull, and have volunteers here for the whole evening for those events. We can't appreciate those individuals enough. We can't get them all in for the events we have, but we have events in the fall. We catch all of them in the county, so we want to thank all those people. And then just the city officials, Jason Forsyth, bringing out barricades and all those different things. The county highway department, we've been using them hauling dirt and using a payload or moving manure from the horse facility to load semis to haul out to farms outside of the county. So all county departments and a lot of the city departments working to help us out, and we can't thank all those individuals enough.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. We'll have one more. Yeah. Go right ahead there.
Okay. See, we were so worried about being able to fill up the time. No, I want to thank Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
last year when we had, like I said earlier, when we were having this discussion there at the arena, I just had good feeling that, okay, something's going to happen here. And I look back now in a year's time and look at what conversation has started, where we have visited, what we have seen, and just starting to get that ball rolling. So here's what I want to say is, let's get back together next year at the fair this time, and mm-hmm. let's see where we're at, because we're going to be well started, well planted, and I think it's just an exciting time.
I'm going to make a date of it, 1 year from today, okay?
All right.
Thank you all for coming over this morning. I appreciate it. We do have about 10 minutes left in the program, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Also, a special thanks to Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan. We'll be back with more Party Line next on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, if I start my bachelor's at Ivy Tech, will any four-year school take my transfer credits? Sure, dozens. We have transfer agreements with IU, Purdue, and lots more colleges and universities in and out of state. Last year, more than 31,000 of our students transferred credits. And this year, we'd love to help you join them. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Don't leave your home in the dark. Add a beautiful sunroom by Welty's. With a Welty sunroom, you'll enjoy nature's beauty. Sunrises and sunsets mean more each day. Even the birds, squirrels, snowfall, or rain showers take on new beauty in the comfort of your home. Welty Custom Exteriors will help design your sunroom and build it for you. Improve the value of your home and add to the quality of your life with a beautiful sunroom from Welty's. Building all over North Central Indiana, call 1-800-466-7231. That's 1-800-466-7231.
Want to make your yard the wow yard of the neighborhood? Then call Jeff Hardesty and let him create a landscape masterpiece for you. His crews are accredited or certified in the landscaping industry. Not just a bunch of guys with a truck and a shovel. Real landscapers, you know what I mean. For quality installation, innovative experience and design, it's always Hardesty Landscaping. Don't hire another landscaper until you talk to Jeff. Call him at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Hear well, live well, Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338. Or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Here we are at the 2018 Clinton County Fair. Russ Casper just let me know that one of our sponsors, Tony Wheatley, the owner of Sparrow's Florist, one of our sponsors, has passed away. So I appreciate Russ letting me know. Again, Tony Wheatley, owner of Sparrow's Florist, has passed away, one of our fine sponsors here on Party Line, so we'll certainly be thinking about the family there. Some of our other sponsors as well, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And a special sponsor this year helping us out here, just helping get us out here, is Clinton County's Senator Brian Buchanan, who joins me right now. I've got Brian and Skip to wrap up the final 5 minutes of the program. Brian, we talked to you yesterday, but we'll grab you again this morning. Thanks again for having us out here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a joy to come out to the county fair and see folks and visit with them and see all the kids and volunteers working hard. So I'm honored to be here.
So you bringing the kids this week one night?
We are. You know, we'll probably bring the kids up a couple nights. They're still relatively young, 3 and 5.
Yeah.
So got to be a little selective on what nights are good for them. But, yeah, we're definitely going to come up and enjoy the fair a few nights with them, maybe catch one of the livestock shows, visit the Midway, and obviously get a little bit to eat.
All right. They might like the horse racing at that age.
Yeah,
you know?
they may. You know, they're kind of at the age where, yeah, horse racing, I will say one of the things they probably enjoy more than anything is just walking through the cattle barn, the goat barn, the sheep barn, and hog barn, and just seeing the animals.
Different animals, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we go in there, we take plenty of pictures and video because our kids just love watching that afterwards.
Yeah. I do too animals. Still. You know, it's fun
yeah,
to
Yeah, I know. You go through and you watch that, but it's always a joy.
Well, thanks again, Brian. We appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Skip,
I just learned something.
Yeah?
You two are geeks. Official geeks.
I've always loved the animals. That's always my favorite.
No, but
part.
You like to take pictures. That makes you a geek.
Oh, yeah. I take a lot of pictures. We do a lot of pictures. But we have to with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Yeah, I want to thank Party Line again for being out here at the fair again this year. Again this year.
Yeah.
First time.
This is the first time in several years,
And, it's been good for us. I hope it's been good for you.
Yes, absolutely.
I certainly hope it's been informative to the listeners.
So what is there anything we need to know for tonight? We know we got harness racing at 6 o'clock. That's free at the grandstands.
Alker's here at 7 in the entertainment tent. The entertainment tent is just immediately south of Clinton Hall between it and the 4-H building. You see it's the only tent there. Lots of chairs and picnic tables in there to relax on. And then, of course, the rides start up at 5 o'clock, and that's really about it for today. Now, tomorrow we'll have the inevitable swine show for the 4-H kids, and that's going to be huge. It'll probably go all day, and it's a lot of fun to see these kids out working. It's going to be a warm day. It'll be a fight to keep the kids cool and the hogs cool, but they'll succeed.
All right, very good. I was going to ask you one other thing there, Skip, but it just totally spaced me, but we were talking about...
Oh, I do that too. So
yeah, I know.
We're together.
Oh, I was going to say that, you know, it's people sometimes forget you can come out here and get lunch, right?
Sure.
I mean, I'm already smelling hot dogs and coffee. I mean,
yeah, well, Antioch Church here, they're always open for business, seems like. They came out here specifically to provide good food for the 4-H people. That was their original intent 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And they found that they have a niche. People like to walk back here and get something to eat. I have sworn off soft drinks.
Okay.
Until yesterday. I sat down with a friend and had a Coke. I haven't had one in 6 months.
Is that right?
And I don't taste it in my mouth. I enjoyed it, but it's gone. I'm back on water.
Okay. I'm a big water fan, too. Water and coffee.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Someplace I got water.
Yeah, it's right there.
At my feet.
Skip, thanks again.
Hey, thank you for coming. And, folks, we'll see you here at the fair.
All right. Make sure you come out. We've got a lot of things going on all day long. And, like I said, you can come out and get lunch as well and then go back to the office. Welty Custom Exterior is one of our fine sponsors, along with Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. We'll be back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30, live from the 2018 Clinton County Fair. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.